So, where were we last time?
It's liberation in the palm of your hand.
Okay, which chapter?
On day 16 in the Great Scorpio Mujahideen, page number 500.
Okay, you tell them. Okay, leverage palm grid scope. Okay. Wow. I'm just 1 second, really. I thought that I had the liberation palm in my computer, but it's really sorry. Maybe I could not. Phone, can you just send me now liberation
Yes, sir.
palm? How will do? Can you send it to me?
Yes,
Just some
sir.
pages. Okay, but I thought it's in my computer, but I could not find it now. Okay, then I could not find that. Sorry for that. Yeah, I'm very sorry for it. Yeah, I could not find it. Yeah. Yeah, Fong, you are sending me?
Yes, sir. I'm sending you by email,
Yeah.
sir.
You are sending it to my email or what?
Yes, Ramuji, I'm sending to your
Can you
email.
send me in the line or?
Yes, Ramuji.
Okay. Okay, can you, okay, now can you get it from the.
I just got it, Ramuji. I'm sending in line, Ramuji.
Okay, hold the book or what?
Yeah, the whole book, Ramuji.
Okay, Liberation Palm chapter what? Which is chapter what?
In day 16, Ramuji.
Okay, now you can tell them. Yeah, we will start from the day 16. That is the chapter.
It's a great scope to generate bodhicitta.
Okay, now you can tell them. Yeah, a great scale from, yeah, generate the bodhicitta. Okay, now when we talk about a great scope of the path, they will mainly, it will deal with the two things, the emptiness and the bodhicitta. Yeah, so page number kazeri form.
Nyapkyarimje.
Yerevan.
Nyapkyarimje.
Ah?
Nyapkyarimje.
Kaze? Yura inci
500
kella bine, koma son. İnci kella bu kaze.
500 rupees.
Ngap yerevan dini.
Low rupees.
Ngap yerevan. Ngap
Low
yerevan.
rupees.
Odi indar va. Odi çeyda. Okay. Now, yeah. Okay. So maybe we'll see that in the page number. Yeah, that's about the great scopes. So mainly in that you can see that it'll talk about the two things, the bodhicitta and the emptiness. And here it talks very detailed way how we can generate the compassion. Oh, sorry, how we can generate the bodhicitta, how we can realize them to the very detailed way. So it's right now the first chapter, first point, it talks about the teaching that developed within bodhicitta, gateway for the Mahayana. Because whatever the practice, when you, without the bodhicitta, that practice cannot become the Mahayana practice. So there's a saying that every of the whatever the negative karma or whatever the negative action you have committed, when you generated the bodhicitta for the few moments or the few seconds, it can purify the all of the negative, your negative karma or the negative sin. The teaching that only the you can see the you can see the first the chapter bodhicitta means the thinking the welfare of the all beings, not a discriminating. So that's the thing, no? So teaching the development of bodhicitta, soul get or Mahayana, teaching is a benefit as well. So bodhicitta practicing means that we will thinking the benefit in the whole of the sentient beings, not a discriminating. Like when you think the benefit in the dog and the not benefiting the cat, that is a discriminating. So think only for the, yeah. So this is something like some the bodhicitta from the lived from bodhicitta practice, thinking the all is equal, all the sentient beings are equal. That interrogate and the benefiting the teaching it benefiting bodhicitta means benefiting thinking the whole the sentient beings equally. That's a bodhicitta. Okay, mind. So when you develop the bodhicitta, then you will enter into the Mahayana. Without the develop the bodhicitta, you cannot enter into the Mahayana practice. So in this chapter, you will see the all the headlines. They talk the benefiting of the generating the bodhicitta. So first thing is that you can see that all the headlines, okay? Then the later after I will explain the only headlines, then the below the headlines, the commentary of the headlines that you can read, okay? Then bodhicitta. So that's why it talks about the bodhicitta. So you can see that through the bodhicitta, generating the bodhicitta, you can enter into the what you can enter into the what you can enter into the Mahayana path, yeah. Okay. Okay. So That is the thing, yeah. So that is the out, yeah, one benefit. Then you can see the all the headlines, the benefit. So there the stories, okay, Bodhicitta is something like that. The Atisha, when he decided to come to the Tibet, then he went to the holy temple in the Bodh Gaya. While he was going to the Bodh Gaya temples, that while he was going to the Bodh Gaya temple, these temples have some of the Buddha statues. One of the Buddha statue have the come the voice and told the Atisha, if you want to achieve the enlightenment soon as possible, you have to practice the Bodhicitta. Yeah. Then the this is then also the practice of the Bodhicitta, then only you can enter the Mahayana path. Then you also then the second benefit of the Bodhicitta, you will gain the name of the child of the victors, that means the child of the Bodhis, child of the Buddhas. Then maybe you can see the all the headlines, okay? Headlines, I'm maybe explain the headline about the commentary of the headline that you read it by yourself, okay? Then the third it's a benefit is you outshine the Sarvakas and the Pratika Buddhas. You outshine the Sarvakas and the Pratika Buddhas means what the point is that the Sarvaka and the Pratika Buddha Timenge Tanda Chanju Sem Gom the Zambala Simje Tamje Samutangurva or Tigichabatiurva. Because the supreme every of the Dharma practice, you have to start with the Bodhicitta. Without the starting with the Bodhicitta, the Dharma practice will not be the Mahayana practice. Then that Dharma practice will not lead you to the Buddhahood. So that's why the every Dharma practice, you have to start with the Bodhicitta. So because that because of the that Dhiraba, Hinayana, because of the Hinayana, these paths they don't practice the Bodhicitta. They will not think the Bodhicitta. So that's why who practice the Bodhicitta, they will outshine with the Pratika Buddha and the Sarvaka Buddhas. Yeah, Bodhicitta. So that's the thing. Now the here that's here is only talks of the benefit of the Bodhicitta. How to practice the Bodhicitta? They are the six or seven steps. This comes later, okay? Yeah, there will be six or seven steps that Bodhicitta practice in the Bodhicitta comes later. First, here talks about the Bodhicitta, benefits of the Bodhicitta. Okay. Then now you will see that the, okay, now you will see that the one thing that talks about the okay, other benefit. You become the supreme object of the offering. Yeah, you before that you will see the one of the Atisha saying, give up the life, meditate only on the love, compassion, and the Bodhicitta. You become the
Yeah.
supreme object of offering a Kanda.
No.
So that's saying the Adisha paying the too much importance for the Bodhicitta. So that's why he said that the give up the life, meditate on the love and compassion of Bodhicitta. So that's why then the you will say then you will say that you become the because they are saying that the Bodhicitta practice is such a special, that's why the Adisha travel from the India to the Indonesia to get the practice of the Bodhicitta. Even he was well, very well studied in India at that time. Yeah. So that's the thing. When Adisha was invited in the Tibet, when Adisha was invited to Tibet, that's the Adisha main practice. He brought the Bodhicitta practice, very elaborate way he teach in the Tibet. Yeah. So yeah. So now you will see that this is the also words of the practices of the based on the Adisha practice. The how to practice the Bodhicitta, yeah. So these also things are the one the Adisha based on the his practice based on the Buddha Sutra. So that's why now the your other headline you will see that you will become the supreme object of the offerings. Because you become the supreme object of the offering when you practice the Bodhicitta, that the practice of the Bodhicitta makes the all the gods and the, all the heavenly beings or the whatever they will respect to you when you achieve the Bodhicitta. So a mass of the then the, you will see the other headlines, the amass and the enormous accumulation of the merit with ease. When you practice the Bodhicitta, everyone you have accumulate the merits, it will be very easy to accumulate the merits through the Bodhicitta practice. Okay, so that's why it's saying that when you practice the Bodhicitta, so that way you can accumulate the merit at very ease. So when you have to accumulate the merits, huge merit, what is the best way to accumulate a huge merit to the practicing the Bodhicitta? So that's why it said that the very easiest way to achieving the easiest way to achieve The merit is to practice the bodhicitta. Okay, so this is the okay one point. Now this is the headlines. Okay, headlines of the importance of the practicing the bodhicitta. Now, after that, you rapidly purify the sin and the obscuration. It will easily purify the all your sins and obscuration. Yeah. So the sins and the obscuration to achieve the Buddhahood, sometimes some very subtle obscuration can be only by the purified by the practicing the bodhicitta. Now up till here they talks about the importance of the bodhicitta, benefits of the bodhicitta. Bodhicitta is something, how to practice the bodhicitta, as I told you before, it comes to the later 6 or 7 steps are there, that will comes later. Because the why we are saying the importance of the bodhicitta is so every of the Mahayana practice, it should be, you should have to start with the bodhicitta. Without the bodhicitta practice, that practice cannot be considered as a Mahayana practice. So that's why here we have to understand what is the, so that's why we have to understand the importance of the practicing the bodhicitta. So bodhicitta, as I told mentioned before, when you're practicing the bodhicitta, mainly it's thinking the benefit in the all of the sentient beings, very equal. Equality. You know, sometimes when the equals not come into your mind, then slowly then the divisions comes. Merits, then whatever you wish, then it can be accomplished because of your merit. Okay, now then the later part, you become the fatal source of the every happiness for the other. Because you become the fatal source of the every happiness means that through the bodhicitta, you can achieve the Buddhahood fast. And when you can achieve the Buddhahood as soon as possible, then you will become the source of the all the source of the happiness for the all the sentient beings. Okay, these are kind of form. After that,
the method to generate bodhicitta.
Yeah, the way. What page number?
It's number 516.
Okay, now after that, now these are the benefits, not that. Okay, then now the more important thing is now it's on the steps of the practicing bodhicitta, method of the generating the bodhicitta, way of the developing the bodhicitta. Okay. So now it will talk, it talks about the way of the generating the bodhicitta. So now you will see that the most important part is, and now this is the most important part of the part of the bodhicitta. Because you will see that in this part, the way how we have to generate the bodhicitta, way how we have to practice the bodhicitta. Now you will see that the way how we have practiced the bodhicitta, can you see that the 8th section of the training the mind, this is the most important, okay? So later on, I think that you have to keep in your mind that, okay? The 8th section of the training the mind by the means of the 7-fold cause and effect of the inspiration. Immeasurable. Equanimity. So okay, last one. Page number 17, I think.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, this is the most important chapter. Okay. So first, can you see that the eightfold path? Now the first step, it's on the immeasurable equanimity, understanding the all of the sentient being as your mother, remembering their kindness, repairing the kindness, love through the force of the attraction, compassion, altruism, bodhicitta. Now the 8 points are there. Understand all of the sentient beings as your mother. Yeah. So understanding the all of the sentient beings as a mother is a quite complicated thing. This is here. So this is when you have to practice the bodhicitta, first you have to understand this 8-fold path. Among the 8-fold path, when you practice, you have to start from the second point. These are the most important point of the now practice in the bodhicitta. Now the second, now the first you have to practice the bodhicitta. First, you have to understand that you can see the 8 sections, not training the mind from the 7-fold path, cause and the effect, 7-fold path. 7-fold path from the 2-fold path, first you have to understand that the first one is understanding the all of the sentient beings, your mother. This is the number one, okay? So now among the first, the bodhicitta have a 6 cause. After the 6 practicing the 6 cause of the bodhicitta, then you can achieve the bodhicitta. First practice is the understanding the all of the sentient beings as your mother. So understanding that all the sentient beings as your mother is something like that, that we have the born in this samsara for several of the millions of the times. Other sentient beings also born as a million of the times in this samsara. So we, if you look at this life, we have the one mother. If you look at the past life, they have also one mother. So past life mother and the this life mothers are not the same, different. Yeah. So past life, sometimes we don't remember our past lives, but remember the past life, it's fine. But the point is that the past life, we have also the mother. This life also we have the mother, but it's not the same. So the life before our past life also have the mother. If you look from this point, so that means that every sentient beings have done our mother in our past life. Yeah. So that's the thing, is that that's the thing, is the first starting the practice of bodhicitta, it's quite difficult to generate the compassion toward all the sentient beings in the sentient beings at one time. So that's why you start thinking, first step to practice bodhicitta, understanding the all of the sentient beings as your mother. Like a person whom you really hate, think that person and imagine that person also think that they have done your mother in your past life. Okay, so this is the understanding. So that's why the every sentient, now you, when you meditate, think that the every sentient beings like as your mother, especially the person one by one. Like when you look at the, when you look at the, your friends or the not of your friend person, whomever you see on the road and the animals, whatever you see, and when you hear the animal sound or think that now these all animals or these all sentient beings, they're humans, have done to my mother in the past life. They've done to my mother. They also like, mom, you have to think that or meditate on that. So that's the one thing. So, okay. I'm not so sure. Have you watched the movie, Hollywood movie called The 7 Years in Tibet? God, I'm not sure you have not watched. I'm sure you have not watched it. This time when I was traveling and my talks, first they're introducing me. First they start with a movie. They told, oh, have you watched The 7 Years in Tibet? Yeah. Because Hollywood made many movies about the Tibetans, law culture. And the, yeah. Yeah, but my point is, in that movie, what happened is that in the 7 years of that movie, they tell that when they see some insects on the field, and some Tibetan monks, they will carry that insect, and they tell, oh, this is the mother, our mother in past life. So, yeah, this is the main practice of the first bodhicitta, thinking that all of the sentient beings is a mother. So that means that now one thing that, okay, yeah, so now that you think the person whom you really dislike, really hate, and think that person is also really done have to your mother. When I was introducing that practice of the bodhicitta like this way, one of the American told me, oh, that meditation is a Trump meditation. Yeah. Okay, now you can see that's a part. No? So that's why now the first thing, okay, understanding, but the more detail in the liberation part, it will talk, but here are the basic, okay, main points. Okay, I will tell you. Did you find that all this most important point, okay? Did you find that in the page number what? From Shugudu to love the Shuguna love, and Maget Tree, the one page number the Kawado, and a paragraph Kawado, she loved the Honsa Rama.
Yes, sir.
Then now you can see the third point. The third point is an understanding, remembering the dear kindness. When the all remembered in the kindness, when the sentient beings, all the sentient done with your mother in the past life, then they have done the very kind towards you and towards us, so we have to remember the kindness. Okay, so that is, okay. Okay, so maybe this is a little bit dark or what, my face. From that, don't know the way.
Lounge.
So maybe the light is on the behind, maybe so I have to change the white face. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Okay. Which point we are talking about?
Number two, I'm mistaken.
Huh? Number two,
remembering the kindness.
Or remembering the kindness, isn't it? The remembering the kindness. So that's the remembering the kindness is something like that. The most important thing is that sometimes in our life, so whenever done the past, we have lots of people have done the very kind towards you. So that's why the meditation is going to remembering the kindness. Sometimes when we become the true selfish, sometimes we forget the all the what the kindness have done. Yeah. So now you have to think that all the sentient beings who have done the very kind towards you in the past, sentient beings. Maybe every sentient beings, you have to think that when they done your mother, they have done very kind towards you. So you have to remember the kindness. When you look at the dog, when you see the dogs or the cats on the road, you just have to visually practice that this god and cat have done your mother in the past life and they really done a very kind toward me. So remembering the kindness, second point practice, okay? Yeah. Yeah, so that's the thing. Sometimes that we are, sometimes that even in this life, someone done the very kind towards you, sometimes you forget their kindness because of the when you're too selfish. Yesterday night, I was having the dinner, and one person told me a very interesting thing. Yeah, if you feed the dog, you are God. If you feed the cat, cat is God. Because the meaning is that if you feed the dog will always remember your kindness. When you feed the cat will not remember your kindness. Yeah, so this is okay. Now the thinking, now the practice in the bodhicitta, as you can see the sublime, understanding the all of the sentient beings is the mother. Then thinking the kindness of their mother. So these are the meditate, what do you, these points you have to meditate. Thinking the all sentient beings mother, so whenever you sit and try to think, you have to visualize the person like a friend or the person who you don't know or like this person, visualize that, then you have to try to meditate and think that they have done your mothers in past life. Then, for quite again and again, then you think that they feel that their kindness or the very kindness, okay, when they did your mother, they have been very kind towards you. Okay, think that then you have to remember that their kindness. And then think that they're repairing their kindness. So repairing their kindness means so when they've done your mother, then you have to think they have done very kind towards you. These all the, then you have to think that I should repair their kindness. Repair the kindness of this, all of the sentient beings. So love through the force of the attraction. Can you see this all the parable? Love through the force of the attraction, and then you generate the first you think the repair and the kindness, then you try to generate the love through the whole of the sentient beings.
Where is it, Ramji?
That I think the fifth, no? Fifth. Can you see that in the page number? Love through the force of the attraction, no?
Yes, Ramji.
Yeah, these all sections of the point, no, this paragraph are very important, okay? These are the steps of the meditation to the bodhicitta, okay? Then first step, second step, third step, fourth step, these are the steps of the practicing the bodhicitta, okay? Now the fifth, I think you can see the love, the force of the attraction. That means that now you generate, when you're meditating, now that time, then you try to generate the love toward all of the sentient beings. Love towards when you think your families and the friends, and all. Then also think of the whole of the animal, like a dog and cat, try to generate the love toward them. Certainly you cannot generate the love, it's very difficult. But when you think these animals, like a snake, like this animal, have done your mother in your past life, then it's very easy to generate the love. Example, that this morning I was taking a walk, I saw the one insect on the road. While I'm seeing the insect, first I'm little bit of the bit of the lazy to take the insect from the road to the roadside, because I'm a bit, little bit lazy, because I'm walking, I get a little bit tired. Then suddenly I changed mindset. I thought, oh, this insect, maybe some of my friend, some of my cousin brother who passed away, maybe born in that insect. Suddenly when I think that word, I feel a very strong energy to do and to save this insect from the road. Because maybe, this is the mindset, no? But the mindset, when we think like that, it will be the very difference. Okay. So now you will see the compassion. The compassion means now you generate the compassion. Then altruism means then you have to think that now you will benefit them. Then eighth step bodhicitta, to benefit them, then what you have to do, you have to think that achieving the Buddhahood. That's a bodhicitta, okay? Okay, so that's the point, okay? So yeah, okay. So that's why now what you have to do is that, so okay, now you will see the second point. No, now you have to think that the first step when you meditate the bodhicitta, thinking all of the sentient beings of the your mother, thinking the remembering this kindness of the all sentient beings, repaying the kindness of the all sentient beings, loving the all the sentient beings, your compassion toward all of the sentient beings. All this is a means, and now think that now you will ben try to benefit the whole of the sentient beings. These are the cause of the bodhicitta practice. Okay, you have to practice this point, then it will come to the bodhicitta easily. So right now, now this is the general point. Now the specified point, what you have to think that okay, like a one person, like a Mr. A, have done the my mother's past life. Mr. A, they just think the remember kindness of the Mr. A, like that was specified. That any of the all of the sentient beings, you can specify, and particularly you can think with the one person with these sorts of practice. Okay,
So
this is the one important point. Yeah. And mainly important few important points are here. Yeah. Mainly the important point, most important thing is that what we have to think that the generally the sentient beings, the recognizing the mother is the first one. When you can understand that they have done the mother in your past life, then it's very easy to generate the compassion and love. Yeah. Okay, so that we have to do. Okay, so now that these sections, okay, now you can see this section is a very important point of the practice in bodhicitta. Okay, now later on there, if you give the more details, okay, but this is I give you the brief introduction. Okay. Okay, so yeah, so this is the one of the brief introduction. So that's now the third point. Okay. Okay, the college of Hongwanzo.
Training yourself for the 2,000 bodhicitta.
Ah.
Training yourself for the 2,000 bodhicitta.
Curly. No, all the
This.
season, Rava. Tamadi Dirva, Tatar, 7 point, all the season of the okay, Bodhicitta. Okay. Now, after that paragraph, you will see the six from the understanding, all the beings to your mother to the altruism of the cause. The result is the development of the bodhicitta. Because now it's going comes in the question is comes that how you can look at the equally. So that is the thing is that when you look at the dog and the cat, how we can look equally to love to the dog and cats, how we can generate the equally compassion to the dog and cats. Because mainly that the reason is what you everything is about dog and cat have done your mother in your past life. Same. So they have done your past life, your mother and your sister equally same. Yeah, that you everything. Yeah. Yeah, so mother and it's that one thing is that the why equally what they have done here, equally is something like that. The importance is that cat have also done your mother and the dog have also done your mother. So that's why you have to think the kindness of the remember the kindness, the both of the cat and dog. So that one makes you the easier to generate the compassion equally to the dog and cat. So now the bodhicitta, real bodhicitta is that now to the benefit of all of the sentient beings, I should become the Buddha. To benefit the all of the sentient beings, I will become the Buddha. That is the main of the practice of the bodhicitta. Bodhicitta is thinking the benefit of all of the sentient beings equally to achieve the Buddhahood. That is the bodhicitta. So thinking that bodhicitta to achieve the Buddhahood. Okay, first you will think the benefit in all of the sentient beings to achieve the Buddhahood. For achieve the Buddhahood, what you have to do? To realize the emptiness. Now these are the main 2 points of the Buddhism. Huh? Okay. Now to achieve the or to achieve okay now what we have to do is that okay to achieve now the to achieve the how to say that okay to achieve the oh sorry to realize that okay to achieve the bodhicitta mind to think the benefit in all the sentient beings equally to then you have to think oh that's a 6 steps no what I mentioned before that you have to practice and meditate then the thinking of the benefiting the sentient being will become very strong. Sometimes that way we can it is easier to benefit the peoples whom's maybe you since we use some people if for some people like a people when you see the people some people you will feel easier to benefit the example like a cats and the benefiting the dog might not be that strong. Okay. Okay, so this is the point. Okay, so maybe today the mainly important point is that today you just remember the all these 6 points, these 8 sections. Okay, remember that, and also if you're tonight when you have the free time, spend a few times, okay, to meditate on this point. Okay, step by steps. Okay, first you think the all of the sentient beings are your mother. Okay, when you think the all of the sentient beings, the understand the mother, think the sentient beings, then also think about your neighbor and your friends, or the one by one, think that they all done your mother. Meditate one, then think that they are kindness when they did your mother. Then try to think that repay their kindness. Okay, step by step. Okay, do it a little bit. Meditate. Okay, this week. Okay. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, today maybe we'll stop here. Huh? Okay, before stopping, maybe you have to read these 6 chapters, these points, okay, this chapter again and again, okay, then try to meditate for the, yeah, this week, okay, try to meditate that, okay, you don't have to, this chapter, when you have to meditate, you just think the, okay, understand all the sentient beings like that, okay, think that, okay, meditate that on point, okay, okay, so, yeah, so, okay, so this is the point. Okay, 7 point. You have to meditate. Okay, meditate on this 7 point, and just you can think again and again. Okay, this now from that point, this is the full okay steps of the how we back to generate the bodhicitta. Okay, this is a true way of the generating the bodhicitta. This is the one way, and the other ways we call the giving and taking, thinking the taking the suffering of the sentient beings, giving your own happiness to the sentient beings. We call the giving and taking meditation, and this 6 steps of the meditation. This is the way to how we generate the bodhicitta. Okay. Okay. Then after the generate the bodhicitta, then at the practicing the realizing the emptiness practice. Okay, that is the very. I mean, the then emptiness practice comes. Now here, then the advanced now the in the liberation of palm. Now the two most important things are left. The very advanced one, the bodhicitta and the emptiness. Okay, so from the okay, so this sections, okay, so now you will see that this section is a you read again. Then the most important thing is on this part, maybe you can read the yeah one part of the altruism. No, altruism. The altruism is now thinking the benefit in the all of the sentient beings. When you think like a Mr. A, generate the compassion, think that you are the mentally you start to think, oh, now I will benefit the Mr. A. Try to benefit that you don't have to physically, you don't have to do anything, but the mentally you have to mentally, physically you don't have anything, but the mentally you have to think that you will benefit the Mr. A. Like that, for the altruism is a thinking the benefiting the whole of the sentient beings. You have to think strongly, try to feel that you don't physically, you don't have to do it. But okay, very good. No, clear. No, yeah, okay. So today's maybe after the session, now that six, now that there's seven, 6 or 7, the points, no? So that you have to spend some time in the meditating, okay? When you time the meditating, if you have a free time, it's a very good. If you don't have the free time, while you're the walking or while you're traveling, you can think these points, okay? Okay, the bodhicitta, that is the what to practice the bodhicitta. When you have the more strong bodhicitta, when you then you can practice the whatever the deity practice, the whatever you practice, then the effect you will get much faster. So when you're practicing the deity or Manjushri Buddha or whatever the Buddha with bodhicitta, if you practice the effect is much faster and much stronger. Okay, so yeah, so this is the okay. So maybe we'll stop here, okay? Thank you very much. And I'm very sorry that I'm 15 to 20 minutes late. I'm very sorry. Yeah, so yeah, 15 to 20 minutes late. I went to the dinner and after your dinner, it took some time. So coming after the finishing the dinner, it took some time to reach back. Yeah. Yeah, but I think, yeah, okay. So that's why, okay. Okay, and we'll stop here, okay? Thank you very much. Thank you very much, okay?
Thank you very much.
Think of like taco, isn't it? Well,
Yes, very much. Thank
think of like taco. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much.